Welcome to the In Hope Podcast, where every Monday we talk about faith, ministry, and leadership to help us strengthen unity in the body of Christ. I'm your host, Preach, and today we're doing something a little different. It's going to be a real short episode, real short video and podcast, just because I'm behind on things. I haven't been feeling well. But I wanted to make sure I got something out before midnight so that it was on Monday. And, you know, we've stuck with it on making sure we're releasing a podcast every Monday and this season doing video. So you'll notice we're in a new studio space at the home office, got things set up differently. And hopefully we'll be seeing, you know, more shorter videos coming from here and continuing to do some great episodes with SB Studio. So, but for today, wanted to just talk about really that concept of, let me take a step back. Really wanted to give some encouragement, and because we're coming up on Election Day, and I wanted to give some encouragement surrounding that and this idea of maintaining unity. There is, you know, few things more divisive in America than politics during an election year, right? During a presidential election year, because elections happen every 2 years, y'all. But it's during a presidential election year, it tends to be, you know, nothing more divisive than politics. And so we want to talk a little bit, just addressing a mindset to help us with the election and the really, as this is coming out and, you know, later as people are listening to this, it's going to be in reflection of, and hopefully something to hold on to for the future as we're looking at engaging in things in this world, not just politics, but when we're talking about management and business and relationships and collaboration and dealing with different groups and views and opinions within this world, these are some things that we can hold on to. And so it's funny because they do kind of line up with the themes of faith, ministry, and leadership, faith, leadership, and ministry. And so I'll make that connection, but really something that was sitting with me that I wanted to share with you guys was I've been reading through the prophets. I've been, you know, taking my journey. I try to take my journey through my Bible every year. And lately I've been in the prophets and I'm in Jeremiah right now, and just looking at his relationship with the nations of the world, because he's doing prophecies for multiple nations, and especially his own, especially when we're talking about Judah and his relationship with his own nation. I wanted us to consider this with our relation as believers, as followers of Christ, and our relationship with our nation and the things of this world, our organizations and the groups that we take part in this world, and really trying to keep that in perspective as we see with Jeremiah and as we see with other prophets in the Old Testament and as we see with believers in the New Testament, and them keeping perspective as far as our residency here and our residency in heaven. And so there's three things that I kind of wanted to focus in on that I've been picking up as themes that can help us as we're caring for. So let's just hit on these three things real quick. Number one, we see the prophets regularly calling people back to faithfulness towards God. And you guys, this is the foundation. This is where it lies. It's faithfulness towards God. And listen to me, because it's really quick. It's really easy to be like, yeah, faithfulness towards God. I know I'm faithful, right? I'm gonna be faithful. But something that the prophets are regularly confronting is people who think they're being faithful, people who are glossing over their shortcomings, their sins, the things that they're hiding, or the way that they're going about things and their heart and their mind posture. And the prophets are regularly trying to hit on these things. And I'm going to say to you, like we see said within scripture, do not harden your heart, right? On the day, on the day that you hear the Lord speak, or do not harden your heart towards these things because, excuse me, like I said, dealing with some sickness, because it can be so easy to think, okay, I got this, you know, I understand, and kind of move forward. But we need to sit down and really allow God to examine us, to test us, to really help us bring forth and understand where we need to improve in our impurities and the things that we're dealing with, right? And so the prophets often are getting combated because they're trying to tell people, no, you're not doing it all right. And the people are like, what are you talking about? You know, we do this, we do this, we're faithful here. And so that's one of those things. It's faithfulness towards God, right? That is the foundation of when it comes to our relationship and how are we going to interact with different groups. How are we going to interact with organizations, with politics, with all these different things? Is number one, it needs to come from a place of faithfulness towards God. And our relationship with these things do not determine our faithfulness, but our faithfulness with God, our relationship with God, that strong, unwavering relationship with Him should determine our relationship to those things. And so we can get that confused and we can get that mixed up to where we think being part of this group gives us some clarity and identity of our relationship with God, when really it should be the other way around. It should be our relationship with God, our faithfulness towards Him, and being true to what He's leading us towards and how He's leading us to live our lives should influence our relationship with these things. And sometimes that means that you're not going to fit in perfectly, as we see with the prophets so often, that their own nation, their own people are rejecting them because they're not willing to get to go along quietly and get along quietly and look over all of the sin and all of the issues, but rather they stand with this faithfulness and true devotion to God, even if that means that their nation or their people group is going to push them aside. Right? Even if it's the ones that they most closely align with, because rarely do we see with the Jesus that we see in scripture, the God that we see in scripture, that there's any group, man-made group here in this world that's going to fully align, right? And so the prophets aren't quiet about that. They're not quiet about the things that are misaligning. And so they call everyone towards faithfulness, right? And so with that, yeah, faithfulness toward God, and obviously that goes along with faith, is one of the topics we touch on. And definitely when it comes to our relationships with organizations and politics, faithfulness towards God needs to be number one, all right? And it's not organizations and different groups and whatnot that determine that faithfulness. It's that faithfulness that determines how we interact with those groups. And often that means we don't identify fully with any of them. And so because our identity, our residency is our followership is with Christ rather than these different things that are people, man-made groups, right? That all have their flaws. So next is this idea of you have faithfulness that they call us to, and then the prophets call us to righteousness. And now, so this is really interesting because you have faithfulness toward God, but then you have righteousness. You have this idea of us walking in a righteous manner, acting in a righteous manner on regular things day to day, right? Having integrity, honesty, and walking with grace and mercy and doing these things that are beholden of the fruit of the Spirit, right? And so this is that righteousness. If we are moving from a place of faithfulness, obviously we will walk of faithfulness with God, then we will be righteous. We will walk in righteousness as God calls us to. And so this is funny because when it comes to leadership, the greatest leaders are righteous leaders. Leadership really is this. It's walking in righteousness. It's walking as an example. It's treating others with righteousness and carrying out the righteousness that we see in Jesus, right? One of the reasons why he's such a great leader is because he walks and he's faithful with God, right? He's faithful in all of his doings, and he's a man of righteousness. And so his interactions with others, the way that he deals with situations, he acts from a place of being faithful to God and being righteous. And so if we can do that, then as leaders, if we could just be righteous men and women, then that takes our leadership to a whole nother level, because you can't question the integrity. You can't question the interactions of grace and mercy, the joy, the truthfulness, right? You can't question the conduct and how well we carry ourselves above reproach, because we're walking as righteous men and women who stand on being faithful towards God. And so you have that piece, right? And again, this is, I feel like these are the things that we need to be praying for and seeking for our nation, not and for, you know, our people groups, our organizations, whatever it may be, that we find ourselves in the mix in and being tugged and pulled between different opinions and whatnot. What we need to be seeking out is being faithful to God and being righteous, not, you know, and sometimes that means a little from here and a little from there, and telling everybody, look, everybody's got something wrong, right? But I'm going to follow Jesus, the one who has it all right. And so that sometimes that means that I'm going to disagree with you, and other times I'm going to disagree with you and agree with you and disagree with you and agree with you. And sometimes I'm going to disagree with both of you guys and tell you guys both, look, you're both off the mark. And sometimes I'm going to say, look, you guys, we can come together on this. And, you know, doesn't that sound like maybe a peacemaker who Jesus says would be called the sons of God, right? So it's interesting. You have this piece of faith, ministry, this piece of being faithful, being called to righteousness, or I'm sorry, faith, leadership, being faithful, called to righteousness. And then that last piece being ministry within our topics. In the prophets, we see that they call people to justice. Justice is such a huge theme. And this comes from righteousness and how we're interacting with people, right? Because if we're being faithful towards God and we're being righteous, we're walking in a righteous manner, then justice will come from that. Because justice comes from us treating each other fairly, treating each other rightly, right? And seeking to do what is right. And so often within the scriptures, you see justice being referred to things as how we're taking care of the widow and the orphan, how the justice system is being used, and whether or not we're showing partiality or we're giving people their just hearing and those types of things. And so justice is a huge theme throughout the Old Testament prophets. And it's something that they just ring that bell on, that, hey, we should be just. Our God is just. We need to treat each other justly. We need to make sure that the widow has justice, that the orphan has justice, that the poor has justice, that the stranger, the alien, right, that they have justice. That would be the immigrant, right? Stranger, alien. We're not talking about ET. But that they would have justice. That there would be justice in the way that we're treating with one another, in our dealings, in our business, right? We're not cheating each other. That's not just, right? And so again, you can see how all these things tie up. And then with ministry, oh, come on now. Like, is that not ministry? Does scripture not tell us that this is what we see as true ministry, as true religion, undefiled, as taking care of the widow and the orphan? Are these not the things that we're called to as ministries, to seek the welfare of our communities, right? I'm not talking about welfare as a as payment, but to see that our communities are doing well, and to help those that are in need, and to be the hands and feet of Christ that are meeting needs and pointing people to the kingdom and saying, look, you have some real needs here, but our spiritual needs are so much more important, right? That we can go without an eye and an arm and a leg if it means us spending eternity in heaven. And so it's one of those things to where we can meet people's needs and we can make sure people are finding justice. Justice is such a big thing. And it's something that as ministries, we should have a passion for, to see that people are treated justly and to make sure that there is justice within our communities. So please hold on to that. Hopefully that's an encouragement to you. Again, like I said, sorry for this being, you know, if you're not sitting around waiting for it, then you didn't even notice, but sorry for the late posting on this one. I'm hoping that's not an occurrence again in the future. Like I said, we're really roughing our way through this first season with video, and we're trying to, like I said, be faithful with getting it out on Monday. But and so hopefully we'll be able to do that through the whole season and really just be able to take all of this to a whole nother level. And something that can help with that is if you would partner with us. We're looking for partners to come alongside of us and give just even $3 a month. But there's also different levels of giving, you know, starting at $2 a month and then going to $40 a month and then over, and then $100 a month. If you're whatever you're able to give, whether that's $2, or you're one of those 40s, or you're one of those, I can give $100, $200, $300 a month. Every single penny, every single dollar, it really helps to see that we are growing as a ministry and able to remain faithful and put more time and dedication towards teaching about biblical unity and investing in collaborative efforts. So we have some real exciting things coming up. If you want to know about some of those things other than what I'm just mentioning here and there, you know, drop a comment, let us know you want to have the newsletter sent to you. So we'll get that newsletter over to you and keep you in contact with what is happening and what's upcoming, because there's some real exciting things coming on, but it's only going to really make an impact and really make a difference if we, in the body of Christ, all throughout the world, but especially within our communities, that we'll be able to grab hands and say, you know, we are the church of this area, and we're going to work together to see that this area is saturated with the gospel truth and sees in us, you know, that Jesus was sent by God. That's something that he prays in John 17, right? That us being one, that in us being one, the world would know that God sent him. And so if we could do that within our communities, that we could be one, that we could be united and just show a display of unity across, you know, church walls and denomination lines and those types of things, the world will take notice of that, and that will help draw people's hearts towards God and give the realization that, look, as decentralized as this organization is and how they rally around this man of this son of God, Jesus, God must have really sent him, because we see what they're doing. We see the fruit of that, right? So again, hopefully you'll be back next week, or just go ahead and binge, right? Because there's a few episodes out. So go ahead and binge, catch up, and make sure you check back for next episode next week. And as things continue to develop, we want to hear from you. Be part of the conversation, all right? We want to comment, like, share, you know, send messages, be part of the conversation. Don't just let it be a one-way deal, but unity means that we're hearing from one another, all right? Unity starts with awareness. And so we want to be a conversation. We want to know you. We want you to know us. And we want to be praying with one another, talking with one another, sharing thoughts, ideas, perspective, and continuing to grow in all of our understanding of what does this biblical unity look like? How do we walk it out? And hopefully these three tips help with, you know, in seasons of and issues of great dissent, right, between groups, to realize, hey, our job is not to align here or there, but to be faithful to God, to be righteous and to walk in righteousness as he calls us to, and to seek what is just, right? So let's stick with that. Love you guys. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.